His Check On stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A part-time West Cornwall resident had felony riot and misdemeanor charges dropped in New York City yesterday. Prosecutors dropped rioting charges against part-time West Cornwall resident Clara Kraber, the 20-year-old arrested during a Black Lives Matter rally in New York City. She was charged with felony riot and one misdemeanor, possession of a graffiti instrument after the protest where 150-plus protesters went through Lower Manhattan, some lighting trash cans on fire, shattering store and bank windows, and spraying graffiti as they went. An assistant DA at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office says they've, quote, determined they cannot prove the defendant is guilty of felony charges beyond a reasonable doubt, end quote. The DA also declined to pursue felony riot charges against additional seven arrested alongside her. They were arraigned only on misdemeanor graffiti, tool, and unlawful assembly charges. Robin Hood Radio learned that the Weavertuck school system just went into remote learning until January 4th, 2021. A letter was sent to parents saying last night the Board of Education authorized the entire school district to pause in-person learning until January 4th. This will allow for a period of isolation after the holiday season to help curtail the spread of COVID-19 within our community. This is a recommended good practice from the Department of Health. Currently, we're already in a full remote online learning model. It's our plan to resume our grade 7 through 12 hybrid model on Monday, January 4th, with our A cohort in-person learning and our B cohort remaining in remote online learning. Cohort B will attend in-person learning on Thursday, January 7th. Grades pre-K through 6 will continue on their Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday schedule beginning Monday, January 24th. Wednesdays will continue to be correspondence and communication day, with stay-at-home hours and learning for students. Hospitals in Connecticut say they're facing challenges as the number of people needing coronavirus treatments now skyrockets. The Connecticut Hospital Association spoke with Senator Richard Blumenthal during a virtual roundtable discussion yesterday. As the most recent statistics, there were 1,183 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, 135,844 total cases. Blumenthal said he met with CHA throughout the pandemic and has visited some of Connecticut's hospitals to see and hear firsthand the unique challenges they are facing. Plans are in place for Connecticut to receive its first shipment of coronavirus vaccines next week. Meanwhile, health officials fear the state is just starting to see the effects of Thanksgiving holiday gatherings. 16,000 doses of Pfizer's vaccine are set to be administered to hospital workers on December 14th. At least 32,000 doses of that vaccine are set to be administered in the state this month. That'll cover 16,000 people because individuals need to get two doses of the vaccine. New York State may limit indoor dining and set a threshold to shutter non-essential business in regions threatening to reach critical hospital capacity, according to the governor. Non-essential businesses will be forced to close in any of the state's 10 regions if its 7-day average hospitalization rate shows the region will hit critical hospital capacity or 90% of available beds within 3 weeks. Quote, if our hospital capacity becomes critical, we're going to close down that region, period, end quote, Cuomo said during his coronavirus briefing at his Manhattan office. Some meetings going on in our area today in Sharon. The Transfer Station Advisory Committee meets at 5 p.m. The Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station and the Planning and Zoning Commission in Sharon meets at 5:30. In Falls Village, the Rec Commission has a meeting today and the Housatonic River Commission also. Coming up tomorrow, the Northeast Town Board has a meeting at the Library Annex at 7 p.m. in Kent. The Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 7. And on Friday, the Region 1 Board of Education Policy Subcommittee meeting will be held at 11 o'clock. That is a Zoom meeting. A Kind of Nobility, the forgotten artist Athena Hill will be a part of a Zoom lecture for the Sharon Historical Society and Museum on Friday, 5 till 6 p.m. No registration is required. To join the Zoom meeting, go to the Sharon Historical site. The lighting of the luminaries on the Sharon Green will be held on Saturday, December 12th in the afternoon. The Amenia Recreation Commission invites you to pictures with Santa on Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Weavertuck High School. Stay in your car. It's your turn for a socially distant picture, then you can get the picture. Bring your camera or phone. You must wear a mask and follow social distancing guidelines. Lakeville host company Santa Express will be out visiting homes on fire trucks on December 12th and 13th between 9 and 6 p.m. daily. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance and Salisbury Rec have a couple of different contests coming up. Number one, a virtual gingerbread house competition. To register and compete in that, just email recreationdirector@salisburyct.us. Include a photo of your masterpiece, the name of the creation, the names of the builders, phone number, email address, and mailing address. And they also are sponsoring a holiday decorating and house yard display competition. You can channel your inner Clark Griswold. Once again, send an email to recreationdirector@salisburyct.us. Include your name, the house address, mailing address, phone number, and email address as well. The deadline to register for both these is December 18th. Judges will review all displays on December 21st. The snow date is December 22nd between 6 and 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off at 30,173.88. The NASDAQ starts off today at 12,582.77, and the S&P 500 at 3702.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.